I'm Hugo Desler from Farming Secrets. We have the pleasure today to have David Davidson online. And David Davidson is a worm expert. He's also the president of the Worm Growers Association, Vermiculture Incorporated. And he's got a farm north of Ballarat, and which on Ballarat is in Victoria, in the state of Victoria, which is in Australia. And David is, so welcome, David. And how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Hugo. Welcome. Good afternoon, everyone.
And David, we've got the guests muted, so we'll bring them in later on. We can bring them in at any stage. What has been happening there since we last talked, as far as what's how people are accepting the vermi or your products? Maybe just explain the kit as well.
Yeah, sure, Hugo. Things have really taken off, as I think, and back in I think it might have been July when we were first talking, or it might have been later than that. But anyway, we were still waiting for the spring to come, and we'd applied our worm tea and vermicast to one particular paddock of about 12 acres that I'm sort of using as my first experimental paddock. And when the rains did come, which they came probably mid-August, the first thing we saw, that where we'd actually applied the vermicast, that the grass just really blew out of the ground. And before long, we had grass that was knee-high, and I had fortunate enough to take a few photos where you could see that the grass was up to my knees, and then 20 metres away from that strip where we hadn't applied the vermicast, you could see my boots in the picture. So there was a very stark difference there. The rest of the paddock where we didn't put the castings on, we had actually sprayed worm tea on it three in the autumn and a couple of times in the spring. And what we found that by up to last week, which would have been the end of November, we found that the other area with the worm tea had, whilst it hadn't caught up to the castings area, it was probably 80% of the other. So to me, that was very encouraging because it meant that obviously using worm tea as your fertiliser is far more economical and far easier to do for the average farmer than spreading the castings. I mean, spreading the castings okay, but accumulating the amount that you need, you require a heck of a lot of manure, whereas to fertilise like a 12 acre paddock with worm tea, you only need 2 or 3 kilograms of casting. So it was very pleasing to see the result we got with the castings. I did send away some soil from that paddock to SWEP, soil analysis, to just see what was going on, and I had previously done a soil test on that paddock 6 or 8 years ago, and we hadn't put any fertiliser. The only fertilising the paddocks was by harrowing the horse manure. And what we found was that where we had applied the worm tea, the paddock had improved. The pH had risen from 5 to 5.4. Where we had applied the castings, the pH had risen from 5 up to 5.9. So it was quite obvious that in a space of about 6 months, the application of this stuff was really having an effect on the pH. We found that the available nutrients had basically a corresponding increase where we had the worm tea. I had it in front of me and now I can't find it. It's fairly typical, but I'll find it in a minute. But basically the available calcium, the available phosphorus, and virtually everything else, almost, I've got it here now, the available calcium, for instance, originally, the original availability was 392. After the worm tea, it went to 694. And where we put the castings, it was 1148. With the phosphorus, originally it was 18.4, and with the worm tea, the available phosphorus went up to 33.9. But interestingly, where the castings have been applied, according to SWEP, the available phosphorus was 16.3, which sort of went backwards. But I'm thinking that's because of the enormous amount of growth that we had there, that the plants are actually using the phosphorus as quick as the biology was making it available. So I don't see that as a bad thing. But it certainly does show that by applying the biology, we can make nutrients available without having to go and buy them in a bag and spend a lot of money putting them out on a paddock. So, pretty long answer to your question, Hugo, but that's the really exciting bit of what's happening, is that we're actually seeing the real proof that using castings and worm tea does work, and whilst using tea will not get as rapid a response as using the casting, it certainly is moving things in the right direction and can only get better each year.